Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about why you should beware of the Bradford pear. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, John, first tell me, why is the Bradford pear tree so common?
Well, Amy, the Bradford pear is a cultivar of the Asian calorie pear. It has been widely planted as a yard or street tree for many years. It's small, 25 to 30 feet in height, with a compact round or oval crown. It has a beautiful white spring bloom and has lovely variegated fall color from gold to scarlet to maroon. It is very adaptable to a wide variety of soil and drainage conditions, and it tolerates neglect. That is, it grows well despite lack of maintenance.
Now, what makes Bradford pear not so good?
The Bradford pear has a tendency to fork, forming multiple stems. These are known as codominant stems. The wood joint is weak there, and that leads to breakage. This, together with the brittle wood that it has, the Bradford pear is prone to damage in storms. And even worse, we found that the Bradford pear is an invasive plant.
But I thought the Bradford pear is a sterile tree.
Yes and no. The Bradford pear cannot pollinate itself or other Bradford pears, but it will pollinate and cross with other cultivars of pears or wild pears. And when it does cross, it produces a small, hard fruit. The fruit softens with repeated frosts, after which birds eat it and distribute it across the landscape. Consequently, these hybrid pears are viable and have become commonplace in the wild. As an invasive plant, the Bradford pear tends to displace native plants in the landscape, which is not good ecologically. And this is why there are so many pears spreading across the landscape.
Now, what can be done about the Bradford pear?
As a homeowner, pruning the tree from an early age can mitigate the tendency to fork into multiple leaders. You would prune to remove competing leaders, forcing the tree to develop a stronger primary stem. However, this only works to a certain degree. Since the Bradford pear has brittle wood, it still has a higher risk of breaking in storms. Again, pruning may restore its symmetrical shape unless the damage is severe. In that case, removal would be recommended. A similar approach could work for municipalities that had planted Bradford pear as a street tree. Since many cities do not do extensive maintenance pruning, the likelihood of severe damage after storms increases. Of course, regardless of whether the Bradford pear was in your yard or along the street, once it's removed, we would recommend planting something else.
Now, what other trees could be planted instead?
There are many small to medium-sized trees that are wonderful ornamentals for the yard or street. Here are a few to keep in mind when selecting a tree for planting. Eastern redbud is a small native tree. It has a lovely spring bloom, commonly pink or lavender, but there are white varieties. This tree prefers full to partial sun and does best on drier soils. The flowering dogwood is another small native tree. It commonly has a white bloom in the spring, but there are pink varieties. Its leaves turn a lovely maroon in the fall. This tree prefers well-drained acidic soils in partial to full sun. And the red maple is a medium-sized native tree. It's among the first trees to bloom in spring with red flowers and has beautiful gold to scarlet fall color. It is adaptable to a wide variety of soils in partial to full sun.
Now, tell me a summary about what we've discussed today with the Bradford pear.
Overall, if you're going to plant a new tree, avoid planting the Bradford pear because it's invasive. There are many native trees that do just as well. If you have further questions, call me at 662-566-8013 or your local extension office.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.